And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Bosch and Battier put Miami into the NBA Finals, not LeBron and D-Wade. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. After losing Game 6 at home, the aging and tired Boston Celtics had little chance of winning a second straight time in Miami to advance to the World Series of Pro Basketball. But how the Heat won was certainly not expected. Boston's only real chance was to build a big lead and hope the Heat got tight. The 7-point deficit at halftime meant nothing to Miami, which tied the game by the end of three quarters and then won going away to make the NBA Finals for a second straight season. It starts tonight in Oklahoma City. The Celtics' game plan was sound on LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, and they might have opened up a double-digit lead if it weren't for the great shooting of Chris Bosh and Shane Battier. They combined for 7 three-pointers, with Bosh coming off the bench to play 31 minutes and hitting 8 of 10 shots, almost all of them big ones. In fact, every time the Celtics looked like they could take control of the game, Bosh and Battier nail long bombs against a defense double-teaming James and Wade. You can't let the King and D-Wade beat you, so other Miami players are getting open shots. When they go down, the Heat are tough to beat. In fact, with Bosh apparently healed from his abdominal strain, Miami just might win the first of how many championships the Big Three guaranteed when they assembled in South Beach 3 years ago? With James and Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant locking horns and Wade trying to contain Russell Westbrook, the Thunder does not have a big man who can roam away from the basket to check the 6'11 Bosh when he successfully spreads the court. Not James Harden, the bearded small forward, or big and slow Kendrick Perkins. And if Battier, with a sort of jump push shot that we came to hate at Duke, knocks down the open looks he always gets hanging around the three-point line, the Heat won't be beat. Miami is still a villain, and with the pro basketball world outside Florida creating one enormous thunderclap, this could be a classic NBA Finals with the four best primetime players in basketball guarding each other. But don't forget Bosch and Battier. They were the difference in dispatching Boston, and they could be it again in bringing the NBA title back to the beach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.